If Jesus is Lord, does that mean that He has authority over my life? Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. And today we're exploring the authority of our Lord and how it touches our lives today.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. We often use the word Lord, and this word reflects two important things. First, it points to the fact that the Lord Jesus is in charge. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He has preeminence over all things. Second, the English Scriptures use the word Lord to translate the Hebrew term Yahweh. Now, God first used this term, I am who I am, in Exodus 3 and verse 14, to describe Himself to Moses. This is a term of deity, and to call Jesus Lord is to recognize His deity and His authority. Thanks for taking time with us today. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. When we hear the word authority, we may question and want to push back against anyone controlling our lives. We forget that we are created beings and subject to our Creator. We want to recognize Jesus as Lord. If we serve Him as Lord, we'll be rewarded on the last day. We want to hear the Master say at the end of time, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your Master." Well, this program about authority also marks for me 16 years of ministry on In Search of the Lord's Way. These have been fruitful years serving the Lord throughout the nation and many parts of the world by television and radio and the internet. Serving with Chris Lyon and my colleagues here at Search has been a blessing, and we are indeed grateful for all the prayers and support we receive across the nation. Search has broadcasted for a total of 44 years and is now, by God's grace, larger than ever. We offer this study on authority free, and if you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have many free programs and materials on our website, searchtv.org. You can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song, read from Matthew 28:18-20, and examine how the authority of God comes down to us today.
Jesus, I can.
Our reading today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, the very end of the book. And Jesus is talking to the 11 disciples in Galilee, and He says to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That's a reading from God's holy word. Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful that we have you to turn to when we need to know what you will for our lives. Father, we're thankful that you have made your will known to us through the written word. And Father, help us to always turn in the Bible to find the truth. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. We must respect the authority of God. The Lord God created us, and we're made in His image. And since He gives us life and provides for all our needs, we must respect Him. To act as if we had no obligation to Him or that we're unaccountable to Him is foolish indeed. Romans 14, 11 to 12 says, "For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Ecclesiastes 11:9 says, "Rejoice, young man, during your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant during the days of your young manhood, and follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes. Yet know that God will bring you to judgment for all these things." We may think that what we say or do doesn't matter, but God sees us and knows all about us. Morals matter, and our words matter, and our sins matter. Romans 2, 6 to 8 reminds us God will render to each person according to his deeds, to those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation. We must respect the authority of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 16, 26 to 27, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with His angels in the glory of His Father, and then He will repay each person according to what he has done." You have a soul that is accountable to the Lord Jesus. He was involved in creating you. In Hebrews 1, 1-2 says that God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers, in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the world. You may not realize it, but every person in the world is accountable to Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul proclaimed in Colossians 1, 16-17, "For by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself will come to have first place in everything." Our Lord Jesus must take first place in our hearts and our lives. Now, Jesus is Lord over all things now and forever. Colossians 2 and verse 10 says that He is head over all rule and authority. Now, all means all. All people, all nations, and all things. John 3, 35 and 6 says that the Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hand. And he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. When you reject and disobey the Lord Jesus, you will not have a home in heaven, but will face God's eternal wrath. The authority of Jesus is revealed in the power of God. Ephesians 1, 20-21 says that God raised Him, Jesus, from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. The one who raised up Jesus is the one who has all power, all rule, and all authority. When Jesus arose from the dead, He told His 11 disciples in Galilee in Matthew 28, 18-20. The Bible says that Jesus came up and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to Me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. The Lord's authority is shown in His command to make disciples. Disciples are people who learn from and imitate the Lord Jesus. He commanded them to baptize. Baptism is when people are immersed in water and united with the Lord Jesus, according to Romans 6, 4-7. The commands of the Lord were to last till the end of time, because Jesus will be with us to the end, and we are to obey all that He commanded. We can't pick which we will observe and ignore the others. If we obey only the commandments that we like or agree with, well, we really haven't obeyed the Lord at all. We have obeyed our own thinking. Some today believe that they're wiser than the Lord and must edit what He teaches. That's arrogant, and it'll lead to destruction. Disciples don't correct their masters. They learn and obey. Jesus is Lord in all things, and we are but servants. We'll have to face the Lord Jesus at the end of time. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Now, you may reject Jesus at this point in time, but you must understand that you have an appointment at the judgment seat that you cannot escape. You won't face Peter at the gate. No, that's a myth. You'll face the Lord before His throne. We must respect the authority that God exercises through the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus promised the apostles in John 14, 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." The Holy Spirit spoke directly to the apostles and taught them what Jesus said. We know what the Holy Spirit said by reading what they wrote. The Lord Jesus promised the apostles in John 16, 12 to 13, "I have many more things to say to you," that is the apostles, "but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you, apostles, into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak and will disclose to you what is to come." Now, the Holy Spirit didn't speak on His own initiative or by His own authority. He spoke the words that He heard from God. He ultimately guided the apostles in the first century into all the truth. I hear people say today the words, "Well, God told me to do this or that." Did He really? If the Holy Spirit guided the apostles into all the truth in the first century, then they had all the truth at that time. There isn't any new God-given truth being taught today that wasn't taught to them in the first century. If one claims today that God told him something different from what was taught in the first century, then they don't believe Jesus meant what He said, that all the truth doesn't leave room for the people to make up new truths today or modern prophets today. No, they knew all the truth. We must respect the authority of the apostles and prophets in the written word. The Lord Jesus promised in Matthew 23, 34, to send prophets, wise men, and scribes. Now, they spoke and wrote in the first century and delivered the faith once for all, according to Jude 3. The role of the scribe was to write down and copy the words Jesus spoke. They didn't make up new doctrines, but spoke all the truth given to the apostles. 2 Peter 1, 20 to 21 says, "But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." Now, these prophets didn't make up their prophecies. They were moved by the Holy Spirit to speak. And when they spoke with the authority of God Himself. We must respect the authority of the written Word of God. Since the written Word of God is inspired, it speaks with God's authority. Now, one can easily say that what the Bible says, God says. Yes. If we cast aside the Bible, we're casting aside God Himself. Hebrews 12, 1 to 3 says, "For this reason we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it. For if the words spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" You can't ignore Scripture and expect to please God. You can't reject the teaching and expect to have a great salvation. When some people who had spiritual gifts kept insisting on disobeying the apostle Paul, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 14, 37, that if anyone thinks he is a prophet or spiritual, let him recognize that the things which I write to you are the Lord's commandment. The written word from an apostle ended the matter. They must obey. The Lord Jesus said in John 12, 48, that he who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. Now, these words were written down. We wouldn't have known what Jesus said in this verse or any other unless the Apostle John had written it down or one of the others who wrote it down. Now, Judgment Day will have the words of Jesus. In Revelation 20, verse 12, it goes even farther and it says, "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. Yes, the written words will judge us on the last day when we appear before the great white throne of Christ. The Lord Jesus said in John 8:51, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." You see, the Lord expects us to keep his commandments, all of them. He knows when we obey, and he knows if we disobey. Hebrews 4:12-13 says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do." God's word is living and active because the Lord Jesus is living and active. He knows what every person is doing. You're an open book to him. He even knows what you think. We must all give an account to him. And we shouldn't imagine that submitting to God's authority by obeying commandments is somehow legalism. Legalism takes place when people assume the role of God and make their own human laws or traditions and then bind them on others. People judge over human traditions, and those who do that are legalists. The Lord Jesus said in John 14:15 that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He explains in John 15:9-10, "Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Keeping God's commandments is clearly how we love him. And oh, how much we need to love him from our hearts. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that you have taught us what you want us to know through your word. And Father, we're thankful that there were those who were scribes who wrote it down so that we might know it. Father, help us to love you and to keep your commandments always. We pray that you'll forgive our weaknesses and sins and help us, Heavenly Father, to repent and to do better. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Many people think that Jesus won't reject anyone, but will save everyone. This is not so. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-23, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" To the five foolish virgins in Matthew 25, you remember they were not prepared for the marriage feast, and they called to the Lord to open up the door to us so that we could enter the feast. But the Lord said in Matthew 25:12, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Many people call themselves Christians and friends of God, but are not prepared spiritually to enter God's house at the end of time. Wouldn't you hate to hear the Lord say to you, "I don't know you"? Some who think they are close to the Lord will be rejected on Judgment Day because they didn't obey Him or prepare for eternity. Are you prepared? The Lord Jesus expects us to put our faith and trust firmly in Him and His words. We must love the Lord and turn from our sins to His way. We must confess Jesus Christ is the Son of God and not be ashamed. We must be born again of water and the Spirit, and that happens when we're baptized or immersed in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. Now, only God can set the terms of our salvation, so don't be fooled by human substitutions or schemes. Submit to the authority of God. We hope today's study about authority has caused you to respect God's will and obey Him and love Him. If you live in the United States and you want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call the Search Office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. There's a schedule of our programs and a map of churches in your area at searchtv.org. And you can watch Search on YouTube anytime. Subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and like the programs. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. If you get a hold of us, don't worry, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. Show God your love by worshiping at church. You need a church family. And if you can attend, don't neglect worshiping at church. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. We'll be back next week, Lord willing. And so we ask that you keep searching God's Word with us and tell a friend about the program. Let them know that you're watching In Search of the Lord's Way. We want more and more people to hear what God has to say. God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.